Sonic Expo.
Gnarly. Cosplay contest. Gnarly.
Bear Cave Coffee. Gnarly. Sonic Rave. Gnarly.
Artist Alley. Gnarly.
Party in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah, I think that is my one regret, is that, you know, TJ Davis, Johnny Giuelli, you know, we were really holding out hope that any one of them was going to play Gnarly, and it just didn't happen for us this time. But maybe if we had stayed for the end Q&A, that would probably be my only complaint to Lodge, is maybe next year they would play Gnarly.
Yeah.
At Sonic Expo. Do you think they would do that?
I think so. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, I know Johnny Giuelli and TJ Davis and Bentley Jones would have that choreography on lock.
I forgot about the choreography part. Yeah.
That's
no,
like
of course.
Half the song is just the choreography.
No, you're right. Now I'm just imagining all of the Sonic characters doing it. Who's making, you know, your Sonic cat's eye? That's six of them. Shadow Sonic, Silver, Amy, Rouge,
Blaze.
No, Knuckles.
We can't have cat's eye without Blaze. Called cat's eye.
Everybody comment who's in your global girl group, your Sonic global girl group. Who's gnarly?
Yeah.
And who's not?
Who's gnarly?
Making beats.
Gnarly.
For a boring, dumb bitch. Fucking gnarly. Okay, we got it.
Welcome to the Bee and the Berry.
I'm Strawberry.
And I'm Bee.
And this is an irregularly scheduled Sonic podcast where we talk about all things fandom and Sonic and fans. And today we're here to talk about Sonic Expo, the ultimate fan getaway, fan experience.
It was truly a getaway in which Bee and I swapped identities.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
And a holiday it was, because that weekend went by so fast.
Oof. Yeah, so we went to Dallas Sonic Expo this past weekend. I literally just 15 minutes ago got back from driving across the country back to my hometown.
Yeah.
Over 2 days, just got back, so it only really just ended for me.
Yeah, which you are crazy for doing the drive to Dallas by yourself.
You know, so there's something about me that I like extended period alone in my mind and by myself.
In my vehicle.
And there's just something about a car ride that really gets me going.
Truly.
There's something about a car trip that really gets me going. So I did do a 20-hour road trip just by myself to Sonic Expo, and it was fun. It was a delight. Mr. B met us out there, and he drove back with me. But I really love blasting loud music. I love catching up on shows. I love catching up on audiobooks. I love, like, zoning out and being in my mind. And so it was a great time, and I'm glad that we had the car also available for Sonic Expo. But something crazy did happen, and that is that we did Freaky Friday at Sonic Expo. We did switch minds and bodies.
Did we
switch minds or did we switch bodies? That's the real question.
We switched bodies, I would say.
Okay. But we're back now. Once I crossed, you know, the border out of, once we both crossed the border out of Texas, it was like, whoo,
yeah.
We passed the barrier and we learned our lesson about, you know, appreciating each other.
We did.
Because we weren't doing it before. And we needed to understand what it was like to live in each other's shoes a little bit. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like staining the pillowcases blue instead of red.
Yeah,
like that was a different experience for me, and I got to appreciate that a little more.
Yeah, and like being so hot that like people can't stop, like they can't help but riz you up, like that's never really happened to me before, but like left and right, you know.
Yeah,
Straub's like gets stopped because she's just that slay. She really is.
Or being a critically acclaimed Sonic fan author. I've never experienced that before.
Not critically acclaimed. Which critics? Show me the critics who are acclaiming.
you know, Cassie.
Yeah. Shout out, Cassie.
Shout out, Cassie.
And speaking of shout outs and speaking of fan fictions, a huge thank you to everybody who came and picked up a paperback book. That's right. We handed out paperbacks of What Was Stolen, the full complete thing. We posted a new chapter of What Was Stolen. That was very exciting. A shout out to Bros, Susan, Peachy, Cora, Soul. Thank you guys so much for coming up and being excited to get your hands on that book. I was so excited to get my hands on that book. You can find videos of Straub and I unboxing them full face.
Yeah.
And of our Sonic Expo experience over on TikTok. So yes, check those
we
out.
We do have our full unboxing on TikTok and our face reveal.
Ah.
It's interesting too, because when you and I first started out doing this podcast, we weren't really concerned about wanting to show off our faces.
Mm-mm.
But we were just like, you know what, like, we are at an in-person event and we needed people to find us, and find us you did.
Yes,
we were stopped by so many of you over the course of the 3 days. It was kind of surreal. I was not expecting that.
And so fun.
It was so fun, and like, truly, it just like made my heart swell to see people, to hear from people about how much they love the show, or how much What Was Stolen impacted them and how much they loved it. Like,
so wild.
My heart was swelling on your behalf, B. That's what I'm trying to say.
The way I was on the verge of tears like 8 times this past weekend just listening to you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, thank you for real. It's not enough to say thank you, but it's all I can say. So thank you.
Those paperbacks really were special and amazing. And I hope that the people that have paperbacks, you know, I hope you guys like the story and like cherish those, because those are like gold, you know, like limited edition. only 5-6 of those exist in the world
so far. There was a lot of fun to be had. We did a lot of goofy, silly things. We dressed up several days. We made Mr. B dress up as Trevor the Moose on day 2, and that was delightful and iconic. Trevor the Moose made his, you know, character, his first character con appearance, so really, really big. My favorite part of the weekend, honestly, had to be the Sonic rave, because honestly, this is something about me, is I love loud music, as I have said. I really just love loud music, and I do love to dance. I didn't always love to dance, but it's something that sort of helped me get outside of my body and outside of my mind. And that rave was so special because it was just like a bunch of cool goobers dancing to loud Sonic music at like midnight.
Yeah.
In the Mesquite Convention Center. And that was awesome. That was so fun.
Shout out to the DJs. Shout out to Suzubra. Shout out to Gwiz. And shout out to T Lopes. They were our DJs for the rave, and they were so freaking awesome. We truly were getting lit on that floor.
Oh yeah.
And it was so much fun. Just like, it's not every day you can say that you went to a rave and you were like dancing to Sonic music in a room full of people.
Yeah, who are like holding Sonic plushes over their head and like dressed like fucking Shadow. And oh my god, the visuals were so funny.
They had like the Friday Night Funkin' visuals where they had people send in their OCs, which did not get a chance to submit, unfortunately, but got to see some of our friends' OCs up there, which was really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And special. Also, Obama was up there for some reason.
Yeah. And there was a super cut of Shadow beating Tails up, mm-hmm. which was really fun.
Yeah. The
crazy pants.
Yeah. It was great. And also, like, big shout out to the organizers of the convention. That's mm-hmm. gonna be Mistress Phoenix, Jovial Knights. There's like so many of the staff
and volunteers
that have worked so tirelessly to put on an amazing, amazing convention. Like, we just had a great experience, you know. I'm just like, I'm not over it. I'm really, it's Tuesday and I'm not over it.
Yeah. What were your favorite parts? What like events and things were your favorites?
On Sunday, the TJ Davis panel that we went to.
That was so fun.
It was so precious. TJ Davis, we had the opportunity to say hi to her, and she is just the loveliest person ever. Like, she is so sweet. And basically, they were speed running Sonic R, and she was like singing the songs live as a person was like playing through the levels, and it was so sweet. And towards the end, when they were doing the song Living in the City, everyone started going up to dance, and there was this man who had his young son on his shoulders, and his son is holding a little Sonic plushie, and they're just dancing, and it was wholesome. Like, I was about to cry.
I had a film camera with me through the weekend, and I took a picture of them. So once I get it back, I don't know, maybe we'll post it. It was just their backs, but yeah, maybe we'll post some of those film photos. But yeah, I was so cute. I had to take a pic.
I bumped into them as the panel was ending, and the little kid, I was like, wow, are you having fun? And he just like held up his plush and he's like, look, it's Sonic. And I was about to cry on the spot with how cute that was. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great panel. The vibes were so high, and TJ is so fun and so good at singing. I also loved that there was an Amy lookalike contest this time. That was a delight. So many Amys all in one room. That made my heart sing.
That was hosted by Ems Berry and Lisa Ortiz.
Yes. And they were so nice and kind. And it was so fun to just like cheer for all these girly pops up there on stage.
They were so
looking
cute.
The cosplay contest obviously was a highlight.
There was like a couple of like young Amys too, which was so sweet.
Yeah, little baby Amys.
And like literally the audience was like so supportive, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of, you know, just the general energy that encapsulated the convention, which was that like people were so supportive and encouraging and excited. And I think, like, sometimes it can be really easy to be bogged down by, like, very loud negative voices in the online spaces. But, like, at an in-person convention like this, it was, like, truly we had a really positive experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw some panels. We went to some jam zones and watched our friends do some music. We went to the art gallery and saw our friends' art. Like, everywhere we turned, there were people who we knew online doing things that were just so stunning and fantastic to see happening in real life. Art, music, them in person with us. It was just a delight at every corner.
To see the real people who make amazing things in this fandom, I think it's just so precious, you know?
Yeah, and surreal, crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God. And like making new friends at the convention, like getting to talk to other artists and creators, and literally just like, wow, like my mind is blown, you know? I am so in awe of the incredible things that people have made because of this little blue rat.
Yeah. No, for real. There was such a wide variety of things that you could go do because there's so much to be inspired by in this IP, this blue rat. You could go watch people play music, and they weren't just playing music. They were like, they were singing. They were playing the flute. They were doing dance panels. You could go see the art gallery. There were also like photo booths. There were panels about everything from like a Dungeons and Dragons one shot to like Shadow the Hedgehog and emo culture to neurodivergence and Sonic the Hedgehog, just like anything you could imagine people were talking about. There was a game room where there were indie game showcases. I didn't end up watching any of the tournaments, but I'm sure they were cool. The vendor alley was obviously awesome. There was so much cool shit you could go buy. You could meet the voice actors. You could meet IDW folk.
Yeah, I got the chance to, we said hi to some people. I got the chance to say hi to Gigi, who was a guest on our pod, and it was so awesome meeting them in person. Oh my god, yeah. That was so special. Said hi to Adam Bryce Thomas, who is just now coming out with Ian Flynn with a brand new graphic novel called Dragoon, which you can buy right now on dragoon.com/read.
That's their original IP, so you better get out there and support, because we gotta support original IP people.
It's 80 pages. You can buy it physically and digitally. I actually bought it and I read it on the plane. My plane was delayed. But I read it and I loved it, and I think more people need to hear about it. So please go spread the word, and we'll include links in the description for that too.
We also got to spend extended time with beloved pod angel Eve, and that was just balm for the soul.
Eve, we love you.
We love you. We love you. We miss you.
We miss you so much. It was so fun. We were there also with the Bumble crew. You know, shout out to Cassie, Thebius, shout out to Melodillo. It was just a good time, man. Like, it was just so much fun. We met so many cool people, and I think the hard part is that everyone lives all over the place, and now it's like we are all spread apart, and you know,
yeah. And it was such a whirlwind. There were so many people to meet, so many people to hang out with. You would like catch each other for 5 minutes in the hallway every day, and then suddenly it was Sunday and you're like, wait, I wanted to get lunch with you so we could like chat and actually like be like, so tell me about your real life, like,
yeah,
tell me about you. But it was so, there were so many fun things and so much to do.
Yeah,
you really had to carve out that time to hang out.
Like, shout out Cora and Saya. I'm just like, oh man, like, I feel like we didn't get to have enough of them.
Speaking of Cora and Saya, shout out to the Sonic Expo Door to Nowhere.
Yes. Oh my god.
Which was caught by Straub.
Yes,
caught.
I have to say, like, this is my one claim to fame, is that I was the one who documented the Sonic Expo door.
You absolutely did. She clocked it. She clocked it.
I clocked it. Literally, we were just, I was just talking, and I just looked up, and I'm like, is that a floating fucking door?
It was, like, truly, like, 8 to 9 feet off the ground with no place to stand on in sight. There were like garage doors. It didn't seem like there used to be a second level there that had gotten torn down. I don't know what those doors were doing there, and I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they go.
I just really hope that nobody has ever opened them from the other side and, you know, not looked before they stepped.
Yeah, unless we don't know, like, when you open it from the other side, maybe there isn't the Mesquite Convention Center on the inside. Maybe there's some, like, you know, extra dimensional space that you only get to enter if you take that leap.
It's a cyberspace portal.
It's a cyberspace portal to, yeah, some secret level that we just aren't privy to.
Yeah, we just, we can't see the springs and stuff to get up there because, like, the pop-in.
Yeah, we just haven't found it yet. And we didn't find it before the weekend's up, but I'm sure we'll be back. We'll try again.
Yeah. No, we...
Imagine, like, next year, we just post a photo of, like, one of us sitting in that... The door is open. We're just, like, sitting with our legs dangling out of it. Like, how did you get up there?
Yeah, literally. It was just so much fun.
Yeah.
The one thing is that we didn't get to go to the concert on Saturday night with Johnny Gioeli and TJ and Bentley Jones. Did not get
to do your that. Girl did not snag tickets, so we just took some friends out for dinner instead. But that was equally as delightful to just spend some quality time with people.
Yeah, I think the thing with conventions like these is that there's just so much that happens in the day, and of course you really want to maximize your time at the convention, but then, like, you still want to have a little bit of downtime and time to just chill and talk with people, because really, you're just, it was just 3 days and then we all had to go.
Yeah. I don't think you can begrudge anybody a break or an evening away at things like these. You gotta do these conventions in the way that best enables you to have a good time mm-hmm. and be like your best self around the group of people that you're with.
Yeah.
So I think we did it well.
I think my one thing is that I do wish that like we could have maybe like done an extra day. So that way, like, at least have a day together without the noise of the convention and not mm-hmm. feel like we're also missing out on things the convention has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, like, shout out to Mr. B because he was
huge. Truly, shout out to Mr. B.
Literally, like, being the Barry Wingman. For sure. Shout out Trevor the Moose.
I love that man. Trevor the Moose. It turns out Trevor the Moose is really solid. Not only does he literally bought everybody their drinks actually at the rave, because it turns out it was a cash bar for the first chunk of the night and he was the only one with cash. So Trevor the Moose straight up did buy drinks for all the girly pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out Trevor the Moose is actually a really solid guy who sort of drives the crew around when they need to be driven around and brings coffee to the girly pops in the morning when they're doing their makeup.
When they spill the coffee.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. Yes. I do need to tell the people this. Day one. Shout out to Bear Cave Coffee in Mesquite, Texas. We send to Bear Cave. We are looking for a
you
coffee place.
Your
we
want
to Oh god damn it. Shit and fucking piss and damn it. Okay. Back it up. We send Mr. B to coffee. He brings back our coffees, hands Straub her coffee, hands me my coffee. It's like a full 16-ounce iced mocha. We're getting ready. I pick up my coffee. I put it down to do something. And then it fully just slips out of my hand, slips off the counter and lands just like ass over tea kettle splat on the carpet of this motel. Barely missing Straub's beautiful boots and pants that she bought specifically for this convention. I mean, it was a hair away from totally ruining the outfit.
Also, like, that, like, it was not, like, half empty or anything. It was full. It was completely full.
It was a full coffee. I had managed maybe two or three sips. So I was like, oh, damn it. My coffee, my full coffee. I haven't even gotten the coffee experience. But we had time because the Sonic Convention or Sonic Expo actually doesn't really start till like 10:30, 11 every day, which I kind of love.
Also, we like to show up fashionably late.
We do. We give ourselves permission to be fashionably late.
Yeah.
So we all pile in the car because I'm like, Mr. B, please. It is important. I do need a coffee. Can we go back to Bear Cave so I can get a coffee for the day? And he's like, of course, I love you so much. You're the light of my life. And so we go back to Bear Cave. The people are so nice there. They look up and they recognize Mr. B and they're like, oh, it's you again. And Mr. B throws me under the bus. He's like, oh, yeah. B totally spilled her coffee. So we're back here to replace it. The Bear Cave people are so nice. They're like, oh, well, we'll just replace it for free. Like, here's the coffee. Go have fun. Live your lives, girls. And that was so kind of them. Thank you so much to those employees. Fast forward to the very next day. Same situation. Girls are getting ready. And we say, Mr. B, please, will you go get us Bear Cave coffee again so we can have our coffee while we get ready? Mr. B says, absolutely. I got you. No worries. He comes back with the coffees in the little tray and he hands Straub hers, totally fine, awesome. And he hands me mine, another iced mocha, and it's written on the cup. It says, no spilling, with a smiley face. They remembered him and they remembered me and they left me a message of encouragement. They were reminding me, no spilling, and I did not. No. I did not.
Good job. You did, however, oh my god, this is really funny. B picked me up from the airport Thursday night. Like, I flew into Dallas.
Oh my god.
And we were trying to figure out how to get out of the Dallas airport.
Dallas-Fort Worth airport. That Dallas-Fort Worth airport wanted us to live there.
Yeah, so the thing is that this airport, you have to basically take a ticket just to drive through the airport. You have to pay to drive through the airport, pretty much.
You do.
So B had a ticket and we were back like at the gate to exit the airport, and we're trying to pay for the ticket. B is trying to use her card. It's not working. So I'm like, okay, like, don't even worry about it. It's $3. I just hand her my phone because it has Apple Pay. This bitch almost drops my phone out of the car.
I straight up, like, punch it into the ceiling of my car. And it, like, fumbles out of my hand. I don't know my own strength. I just, I chucked that thing.
And I'm like...
And thank God my window was kind of half closed. Otherwise, it would have gone flying.
I know. I'm just like, damn.
To be fair, at that point, I'd been in the car for 20 hours straight. Yeah. I don't know. Look, it didn't go out. I'm not hand-eye coordinated. I don't claim to be. It's not one of my strengths.
The lesson that we can learn from this expo is you are the clumsy bee.
The clumsy bee. I should change my... I'm not bee extraordinary. I'm the clumsy bee, and you're the regulated strawberry.
Yes. There we go.
Not the wondrous bee, the clumsy bee.
Yeah.
But I do feel like we are changed podcasters after that Sonic Expo. Just to sort of wrap this up, I feel like our faces have seen the internet. The book is finished. We've met so many people. We've made so many connections. We've seen the expo now. And I just like feel like I have ideas for next year, how to have more fun. Like things we could bring to the table, panels we could do, more ways we could be involved. And I'm just so excited to you know, go again next year and to keep on making the most of this super awesome experience.
It was just such a blast, like truly to be... I don't know. Like, I mean, I really just needed this. I needed a convention, an opportunity to just... nerd out with friends, and I think it's just one of those things that makes you remember why you love fandom so much and why fandom is so precious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just the honor to have incredibly talented friends who make incredible things. I mean, the cosplays, this full-on suits, plushes, you know, paintings, posters,
music.
It just, I am so blown away. And I also, I think of that little kid too, because I think it's so easy to be kind of given a time limit on how long you can enjoy something before it's considered, you know, not relevant to your life or cringe or what have you. And I think that this convention was just a big expression of joy that we can still, you know, nerd out about gaming and, you know, cartoons and stuff like at our grown age, and that there are people dedicated to making it an experience, a fun experience for all ages, and that we don't, like, you don't have to grow out of anything, and actually, like, your wonder and creativity, like, it reaches people. And that was just so fun. It was like, I'm having that post-con depression, but I also feel so renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And renewed in joy. And I hope that if you are listening and you are like, wow, like, I haven't gone to Sonic Expo yet, or that's something I really want to do, I think both of us would absolutely encourage you to save up that coin and make it a trip. Make it a trip with friends, connect with people, because, like, you'll just meet amazing people and have a wonderful time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, you said everything so perfectly. Yeah, all those lessons so eloquently put are exactly what enabled us to switch back bodies when we crossed over the threshold out of Texas. And now, thank God, we're back. We're back in our homes. We're back in our bodies. And we've learned so much. We've been changed. And I'll never take you for granted again, Straubs. I promise that. I really do. This time it's going to stick.
I'll never take you for granted. Maybe your car.
Yeah, that's yeah. And course. My husband, for yeah. sure. Yeah. But that's fine.
It's fine.
Absolutely. That's fine.
Yeah. Also, I miss you.
I miss you too. I miss you too. I'm so thankful for you. I love you so much. Thank you for everything. We're going to do a What Was Stolen End episode. We've got lots of cool episodes coming up, but I haven't said this on the pod yet. The only reason those paperbacks were able to be at Expo is because Straub pulled me through that end. So thank you. Thank you.
I'm just glad to be part of it. And yeah, I am very excited for us to have that What Was Stolen ending episode. You're going to work on a release plan for the masses. Maybe a release plan will already be out.
Yep. Keep your eyes on our socials.
Yeah, that's thewondrousbee.bluesky.social if you're looking to get it straight from the source.
And the bee, the berry, everywhere else.
Yes. Everywhere else, and I mean that. All right, I don't know, am I forgetting anything?
Nah, I don't know, the usual plugs. Go to our Ko-fi if you want a tarot reading. Go follow us everywhere, and thank you guys for listening so much. Thank you guys for making Expo so great. Even if you weren't there, we took your spirit with us. Yes. It's so cool.
Thank you for your support, like, truly. Yeah, like, we would not be here, like, without you guys.
Honestly, the listeners are the coolest part of this podcast, bar none, so.
Yeah. We feel your energy and your spirit, and also shout out to all of the new listeners. Ooh. You know, we hope you'll enjoy and you'll stick around in our little girly corner at in the tarot parlor next to the Pizza Hut.
Yeah, the combination tarot parlor Pizza Hut.
I did get to eat Pizza Hut when I was leaving Dallas.
Was it delicious? Did it hit? Did it make you feel like, you know, home?
It was delicious, but I will say it would have been more delicious if it was with you.
Oh, babe. I know.
And now we're sad because we're bi-coastal again.
Yeah, crazy fans. Crazy fans. It's okay. One day we'll meet in a Pizza Hut again. Yeah. It's faded. So don't worry.
Yep.
One day we'll meet in a Pizza Hut again. I see it in the cards. Yeah. It's a really specific reading, but that's what I'm getting. So
yeah. Yeah. And it's a card it's the pizza card. It's
it's the Pizza Hut card. It's so weird. There's actually 50. What? How many cards are in a deck? There's actually 53 cards in this deck, and there's one of them that just says Pizza Hut, and it's actually just sort of like a delivery number. But sometimes it's like when a card falls out, that just means it's sort of part of the reading. You have to do it. Sometimes the Pizza Hut cards falls out, and it just means we're gonna meet at a Pizza Hut soon. So hopefully, we'll see you guys there at that Pizza Hut.
Yeah. And of course, like we always say on the podcast,
at the end of every episode,
it may not be canon, but it is correct. Ciao! Ciao.